Blog Talk Radio.
To the truth of PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yawasapka, with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
Perpetual Recruit Aharon.
And once again, you tuned into the truth right here on blogtalkradio.com, the truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace and blessings and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel, starting off with the Holy God and Comforter, Holy Apostle and Shiar Priest Azadok. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle and Shiar Priest Ariyah, and Holy Apostle and Shiar Priest Shah. Want to say shalom to the order of the 12 apostles. Want to say shalom to the comforters, 42 chief priests and elect ladies of our nation and holy women. Want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. Want to say shalom. Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General, all shields and generals. Want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy. Want to say shalom to the Young Men and Young Women's Academy. Want to say shalom to the sisters in our nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven. And tonight's topic is, who do you love, God or your pastor? And brothers and sisters, you're going to find out that a lot of people that claim they love God really love their pastor more than they love God. To where even we've heard so-called Christians and churchgoers even make the statement of, if my pastor is going to hell, then I'm going with him, which is madness, brothers and sisters. And the Bible warns us of these type of men. We're supposed to look out for them, beware, stay away from them. You understand that? Not run to them, not support them. You understand that? And a lot of you have seen your pastors and preachers do dirt. And still, you support them like ain't nothing happened. You understand that? But that's not to be done. You're supposed to be loving God more than your pastor. Let's get some scriptures. Let us get. This is amazing. I know I wrote down. Oh, okay. Wrote down, typed up. I got to get it together, brothers and sisters. One second. Let's get Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, was it?
Yes, 15.
Okay. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravaging wolves.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says, beware of false prophets that come to you, what? In sheep's clothing. Just like the Israelites. Just like the believers. Trying to look like Israelites. Even tell you that they're Israelites. Knowing darn well they're rebels. Also look out for the wolves that's in sheep clothing. That's dressed in these suits. These Baptist church, these Christian church, these Catholic priests. It says they come to you like they're the sheep, but all they want to do is just eat you alive, tear you apart, take advantage of you, destroy you. Come on.
Verse 16. Ye shall know them by their fruits.
Again, what does the Bible say? You're going to know them by their fruits. You're going to know them by their works. You're going to know them by their actions. You're going to know them by their congregation members. Should no way a woman stand up in the congregation talking about she loved money. She's going to be rich because her pastor is rich. So she's going to be rich. She loved money, prayed to the money, even held up a picture of money. Say, I'm going to be rich because my prophet is rich. Then start acting crazy, start dancing like she on Soul Train or something. It's madness. Shouldn't nobody be making statements. If you came here to get some peace, then I can't give you no peace. But if you came here to get some money, I can show you how to get some money. I thought I was in church. I came here to get the word of God. And not to, to get your hustle tips. I didn't know you was a financial advisor. Then you got these guys making statements that Jesus Christ is a product. T.D. Jakes actually had the nerve to say that Jesus Christ was a product, and he sells the product the best. Again, you will know them by their fruits. They're not preaching Jesus Christ. They're just preaching money. Joel Osteen, another one. Creflo Dollar, T.D. Jakes, all them guys is crooks. You supposed to run from them like you ran from Enron when they got exposed. And every other Ponzi scheme is out there. Let's get Romans chapter 16, verse 17.
I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them.
What did the Bible say?
Romans chapter 16, verse 17. Now, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them.
You see that? You supposed to mark all these false prophets, all these false preachers, pastors, all these pedophile priests. You're supposed to mark them and what? Avoid them. How is it that y'all still go to the Catholic Church? Knowing that these so-called priests are molesting young men. How you do that? Bible says to avoid them. Y'all still going up there. You still leaving your young men to be altar boys and all that. Going to overnight retreats and all that. Going to all-male getaways and all that. That's madness. Come on.
Verse 18 in Romans chapter 16. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says they don't serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They only serve in their own belly. They don't care about the flock. They don't care about God's people. They care about themselves. They care about their belly. They care about their bank accounts. They care about their private jets. They care about their fancy cars, their big housing compounds. But they don't care about the people. Give me that last part of that verse.
Yes, sir.
It says with fair speeches. And what kind of words?
And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple.
You see what the Bible says? It says with fair speeches and goodly words, they deceive the people. Let me show you some of the deception that they use to convince the simple. God loves everybody. Yes, he does. Jesus Christ died for everybody. You can sin because we all fall short of the glory of God. Put your hand on the TV and touch my hand. And then pick up the phone and give a donation of $100, $500, $1,000. Let us touch hands together. I have the prayer cloth for Paul. It's $1,000. I'll tear you off a piece and send it to you in the mail. Come on, brothers and sisters, wake up. Wake up. You've been hoodwinked. You've been bamboozled. They're making mockery of you. They're making money off of you. They don't give a damn about you. Is that the end of verse 18?
Yes, sir.
Let's get 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3.
If any man teach otherwise and consent not to hold words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness.
Come on.
Verse 4, he is proud, knowing nothing, but dawning about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil sermons.
It says, if any man teach otherwise than the word of God, the doctrine that's been taught by Jesus Christ, and consent not to wholesome words, again, they don't want the correction. It says, even the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it says, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, it says, he is proud, knowing nothing. These pastors, these preachers in these churches don't know a damn thing, brothers and sisters. Y'all need to be running out them churches, not running to the churches. It says, but doting about questions and strives of words. They won't even let you ask questions in the Sunday church. I don't know why y'all still go to them places. You just go to be entertained. That's all. You hear the choir. Mind everybody else's business. Look at Miss Susie's hat. Look how big it is. Did you see the Jones? Did you see what kind of car they pulled up in? Oh, man, look at that young girl right there. Oh, ma'am, give me that young girl. Damn demons. It says, whereof cometh envy. I don't like her hair. Why her hair got to be all curly like that? Why she got to have a natural hair? What's wrong with her? Why she can't get a perm? What's wrong with a perm? Oh, leave that girl alone, man. Why you mess with her? I don't like her shoes either. What's on them, red bottoms? How she can afford them red bottom shoes? No, she on welfare. It says strife, railings, evil surmisings. Give me verse 5. Come on.
Verse 5. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds of the truth.
You see that these pastors, these preachers, they destitute of the truth. But you love them more than you love God. You must be out your mind. Come on.
Supposing that gain is godliness.
Supposing what?
That gain is godliness.
What is T.D. Jakes? What does he do?
Supposing that gain is godliness.
Creflo Dollar, what does he do?
Supposing that gain is godliness.
What about Joel Osteen? What does he do?
Supposing that gain is godliness.
Now, what you supposed to do from these niggas? Come on.
From such, withdraw thyself.
You're supposed to get the hell away from these people. Get away from them. Not run to them. Not continue to support them. Get away from them, brothers and sisters. They mean you no good. Let's get Philippians chapter 3, verse 17.
Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example.
Come on.
Verse 18. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
You see what the Bible tells you about these people? These pastors who you love more than you love God? These are the enemies of the cross of Christ. You think they care about Christ? They don't care about Christ. They care about their pockets. They care about their bank accounts. They care about money. Creflo Dollar. Come on, man. Okay, you was born Dollar. You was born Creflo Dollar, last name Dollar. Like you damn Richie Rich or somebody.
Verse 19, whose end is destruction, whose
God... You see
God,
that? Hold on, no, slow it down. Read that again, brother.
Whose end is destruction.
Stop. You ain't got to worry about where these guys are going. They going to hell. This is whose end is destruction. For leading the flock astray. For feeding their own bellies instead of feeding the flock. How about this? How about this? For blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Because they certainly ain't leading people to the Holy Spirit. They certainly ain't leading people to the kingdom. They hindering people from getting to the kingdom. They hindering people from getting to the straight gate. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit. Destruction. Come on.
Verse 19, whose God is their belly.
What is it all? What are they all about? What are they only concerned with? They stomachs. Feeding themselves. They don't care nothing about the people of God. Come on.
And whose glory is in their shame.
Again, they're going to be shamed. They're gonna be shamed. Look at that. Look at that one. Look at that one that was taking advantage of them boys in Atlanta. He was doing
Eddie
something.
Long.
Yeah, Eddie Long doing something strange to them boys in Atlanta. They're gonna lie talking about it wasn't him. The Bible says all you need is two witnesses. There's about five witnesses against him. Had the nerve to talk about he was David, and he had a whole lot of rocks, and he ready to go up against Goliath, and he ain't throw one rock yet. Let me ask y'all this: where Eddie Long at right now? Where is Eddie Long at right now? Because he certainly ain't living. You want to play with God? You end up dead. And you best believe he got punched in the mouth, too. Those who have an ear, hear that. Come on.
Whose mind, earthly things.
Whose minds are what?
Earthly things.
Again, they only worried about material things. They ain't worried about the flock of God. They only worried about their cars, their houses, their boats, their planes. You think they weren't about the flock of God? They don't care about the God's people. They're not sincere. Now, for those of y'all who still think Eddie Long living, what he talking about? I was watching Eddie Long on TV the other day. He was preaching. Eddie Long died January the 15th, 2017. Better wake up. Again, what's the topic of tonight's radio show? Who do you love, God or your pastor? You better start loving God and leave these crooked, corrupt, selfish, evil, wicked men alone. Give me Colossians 2 and 8.
Beware, lest any man spoil you. Philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ.
You see that? You better beware, brothers and sisters. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the rudiments of the world, after the traditions of men, and not after Christ. Who do you love, God or your pastor? You better love God. With that, I'm going to say thank you for tuning in to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. We are the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And until next week, we say God bless, good night, and shalom.
Shalom.